Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to be exploring control. And in particular, how much control do we have in creating what we want in life? And how much control do we need? And one of the conversations that really affected my thinking about this was with a kind of a superpreneur, a guy who has been at or near the top of his field for at least 20 years, actually closer to 30. And in talking with him, what I was really interested in was what my friend George Pransky calls his psychological platform. In other words, what was it about the way this guy thinks that led to his success? And what was interesting is when we talked to him, he had no clue. Or that's not entirely true. He felt he had a clue, but as we listened to him, we thought, you have no clue. Because he'd been incredibly successful. He had done things that seem completely nuts to me. Like, you know, he stalked people that he thought he could help them, and he got multiple high-profile jobs. He got fired from multiple high-profile jobs. It didn't seem to bother him. And ultimately, he was at the forefront of a multi-billion dollar industry. And when we asked him, well, where do you think your ability to go for what you want, even in the face of rejection and failure, his answers were, it was easy for me because I grew up in the Vietnam era. That was one. Most people don't want to ask people to make commitments with money, and I don't mind doing it, was another, which was okay, I bought that. And my favorite was, he said, well, it was easy because every time I got fired, I got to buy a new suit. Now, I was pretty sure that wasn't the key to his success. And so as we talked more, we went a bit deeper. And he talked about things like a sincere desire to get a meaningful job in an industry he was drawn to. And we talked about tenacity, his desire to follow through on things and his willingness to follow through. And again, very helpful traits. But they seem to me to be output, not input. They seem to be the effect of something rather than the cause. He talked about a baseball coach he'd had in school, and that the coach had taught everyone that it was about having meaningful at-bats rather than focusing on the outcome each time they came up to the plate. And all of this was interesting. But the thing that really opened up a new conversation to me was when I asked him, okay, on a scale from 0 to 100, how much control do you think you have over how things turn out? And he didn't even blink. He just said 51%. And he made a big point of pointing out that he'd achieved everything he'd achieved with 51% control, and that he would bet on himself 10 times out of 10 with those odds. Now, I can't do the math. I wouldn't know how to begin doing the math, but 51% control over outcome sounds about right to me. There are so many success factors that are largely or even completely outside of our control, and that includes the environment that we're working in, the culture we're working in, the behavior of the other people that we're working with, our current skill level, the level of competition we're facing, and whatever you want to call fate. The fact that sometimes even when everything is lined up our way, it still doesn't work out. But when I look at the things that seem to be in my control, there's relatively little. So I have a degree of control over whether or not I show up. And I have a degree of control over how enthusiastically I show up, how fully I show up to whatever there is to show up to. And I have a degree of control over what I say or don't say and what I do or don't do. And then there are things that aren't in my control but are the natural effect of sticking with the things that are in my control. Like, the more I'm willing to show up, the more that impacts the way people around me react. The more I'm willing to show up, the more I learn from everything that happens. The more I'm willing to just keep showing up, the more my natural resilience, my bounce back, my ability to start again as good as new, no matter what's happened, they come into play simply by virtue of the fact that when I show up, the full creative potential of the mind shows up with me. When I show up fresh to something, when I show up fully to something, the presence of the deeper mind shows up. The intelligence in me shows up. And that is actually a huge thing. So now here's the difference. If I think achieving results is 80% or more within my control, I'll work really hard to achieve them. But then I'll get down on myself every time they don't go my way. And I'm going to either become a control freak if things go well, or a stressed out overachiever, or both. If I go the other way and I think, well, achieving results, it's only 20% up to me. Well, then I'll do the minimum necessary to keep my job, right? I'll do what I think I have to do to keep my head above water. And if things do go my way, I'm going to feel lucky. And if they don't go my way, I'm going to, oh, well. And there's something about 51%. If getting results is 51% down to you, it doesn't guarantee you anything. But 51% is enough for you to have control of the board of a company. 51% odds will get you kicked out of every casino in the world. 51% gives you a reason to show up fully without putting any undue pressure or expectations on yourself to succeed. In other words, it really lets you invest fully in the direction you're heading in without getting overly invested in the details of how things turn out. That's why focusing on your at-bats, not how many hits you get, is going to go better, because it directs you away from your plans and schemes and timetables, and it directs you towards opportunities to get into the game and to excel. Because the path, I don't know if you've noticed this, but the path to success, the path to producing results, is almost always unpredictable and uncontrollable. And it takes the pressure off you to try and predict and control the future when you know that you can't, or that you can only influence it 51%. And when you show up without putting too much weight on the future, without putting too much weight in the past, so you just show up firmly in the here and now, you have quality at-bats, right? You know the outcome will take care of itself over time. You're not so much playing to win as playing the odds. And you're letting each situation bring something new out of you, and you're learning as you go. I remember the first time I introduced this idea at a leadership keynote. Somebody in the audience said, well, is this 51% control idea similar to flying by the seat of your pants? And I thought about it, and I realized, well, it is like flying by the seat of your pants, with one caveat: the realization that your pants are made to fly. Have fun, learn heaps. And I'll pick up on this theme tomorrow.